Hello, my name is Marie Bilodeau, and you are listening to On the Edge. Today, we're very pleased to welcome Rachel Hoft, cover artist of Time Machine Repaired, While You Wait. Rachel, how are you?
Hi there, not bad. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So tell us, how long have you been an artist?
Well, I've been working in a feature film probably for about 10 years. Before that, I studied art at university. That was quite a long time ago. And then I guess when I was a kid, I was always drawing. So I don't know, add all that up and it's quite a while.
So did you start your career, or do you consider your career as an artist to have really started when you hit the movie scene, or?
I think so. I think at university it was probably the same for a lot of art students, where I'd probably say a lot of the lecturers were concentrating more on abstract art at the time. So a lot of the training didn't really come from university itself. You probably end up learning a lot more on the job. So it probably wasn't until I actually started working that I actually would say I started to really draw.
Okay, now how did you get into book cover design?
Probably just one, I'm interested in books and I do a lot of reading, and it's something that the deadlines in publishing are a little bit longer than working in production on films and things like that. So it's something I can sort of spend a little bit more time on, and then that way it's quite rewarding, I think.
Do you typically read the book before you do the cover design?
No, not really. I'm working on a children's book at the moment where it's a picture book, so I've read it, and obviously I'm illustrating the book, the inside of the book, so the pictures have to closely relate to the text and the layout. But for some covers, sometimes you only get an excerpt, so it may not be a case of reading the whole book, and especially if it's a longer book, like a novel or something like that, you may not have time. You may need to just sort of cut to the chase and get on with it. Interestingly, for Time Machines, I had already done the artwork when Edge asked me about the cover, and it seemed to be almost like something done in reverse, where the image, the painting I'd done, seemed to fit with the book. So that was a little bit unusual.
Yeah, it is, especially since it matches the story and the characters so well.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I was quite pleased actually. It was a painting, I was just an idea for one of my own projects, so it's just a personal painting that I was sort of fiddling about with character design for a graphic novel that I'm working on, but so it was interesting that it actually fit a different story too, and I was happy for it to cross over to that one.
Yeah, that's an easier way to go about it almost. So you say that the inspiration then for the drawing that is on the cover of Time Machine Repaired While You Wait, that comes from a graphic novel you were working on and character design. What was the inspiration for it?
Yeah, it was actually a story idea that my husband has come up with. And it's a graphic novel kind of set in the future. But with the whole collection of characters and the drawing I was doing, which features on your cover, is one of the main characters. And it was essentially just, because it's early days, I'm just kind of roughing things out and thinking about, you know, what maybe one of our covers might look like, or, you know, maybe a moment in the graphic novel or a panel of the graphic novel. And I just had it up on my website just to have some feedback and see what people thought and that kind of thing. So it's interesting that it was kind of snapped up for your book, because it's probably a similar idea, a story not about time machines, but a futuristic kind of leaning to the story that we're thinking about.
That's interesting then. So it was Edge contacting you after seeing the image on your website?
Yeah, I think I had been in contact with Brian, the publisher, concerning some cover work. Every so often I send out little packs of, you know, examples of my work and, you know, finding out if anyone would be interested in having some covers done or interior illustrations. And I think that was one of the little thumbnails in there.
Hmm.
I think it caught his eye and he immediately thought of time machines.
I can see why. Now, what type of media?
He looks kind of mechanical on the cover, so.
Yeah, definitely. It fits so well. That's why I'm really surprised to hear you didn't design it for it. So kudos to you. You had a matching vision with the author. So what type of medium do you generally prefer? Like, what do you start your drawings with usually?
I use Painter, Corel Painter.
Oh, really?
It's all digital, so.
Oh, nice.
And I actually only use one brush, which is, I don't know if you use Painter or Photoshop, and there's just so many different tools and operations, all the rest of it that you can use, and I actually just use one brush.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's my favorite brush.
An artist likes his tool, right?
Yeah. It's funny, but some digital artists actually use Photoshop quite often to do their painting, but I've actually found Painter a lot better. It's a lot closer to the traditional mediums. It feels more, like when you're painting, it feels more like you're actually on paper or using real paint as far as being on a computer could be. So it actually gives me a little bit more time too, because I'm not caught up with scanning or, you know, trying to get the drawings onto the computer and all that kind of thing. I can just do quick sketches and email them off, and it's all ready to go, really.
Neat. Nice and fast in the digital world.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot better than probably the early days. I started out in Photoshop at university. But as I said before, I didn't really have much of a stab at it there. But the software now is just amazing what you can do.
So if people are interested in seeing more of your artwork, is there anywhere they can go to see it, on the internet or?
Yeah, there's quite a lot on my website. There's a bit of matte painting up there, which is all the film work. So that's got its own gallery, and you can see work from films like King Kong, I, Robot, Harry Potter, and Tomb Raider, all those kind of films. Then I've also got a gallery which is environment sketches, so little sort of colour thumbnails of different, some of it's futuristic, which is might be interesting for your readers. Then probably the largest gallery is the creatures and characters, because I actually enjoy portraits and character design and costume design probably the most. And so there's a gallery full of that as well, and some futuristic costumes there. And so it's all at www.rachelhaupt.com, which is RACHAELHAUPT.com, so it's all one word. And I do try and update it quite often, so hopefully it's not getting too old up there.
Well, I'm sure there'll be lots for our listeners to see. Well, thank you so very much for being with us today, Rachel. You're the first artist we've ever had on The Edge, and it was really a pleasure chatting with you.
Angie, thank you for your interest.
Hey.
Nice to hear about it.
Well, we really look forward to seeing what you'll be working on next. Are you working on another project right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm doing a children's book for Scholastic. So it's a little bit of a younger book. It's for quite young children, and it's a big picture book. But yeah, that that's going on at the moment, and we'll be out next year.
Wonderful. Right.
It's kind of interesting to be involved in having an interview with a literary sort of publisher, because quite often for artists your only outlet is in the art circles, so you've got artists talking about art, which is great, but it's quite interesting to have you know, perhaps people into reading and the writers to be interested in the cover art as well. So that's good. Yeah,
it's neat to hear about it, because it's something, I mean, we always judge a book by its cover, right? But we don't actually know much about whoever draws that cover. So it's neat talking to you about it. It gives an idea of how the system kind of works on that level.
Yeah, and I hope the book does well, and I hope the cover helps draw the readers in to read Time Machines, because that'll be good.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Well, it's a really good cover. I really enjoyed it. So I look forward to, I'll go check out your website, and I look forward to seeing what else you have up there.
Yeah, all right. That's great. That would be great. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.